Stories of Great Christians. From its radio studios in Chicago, the Moody Bible Institute greets its friends everywhere with Chapter 6 in the transcribed story of Eric Alfred Nelson, the Apostle to the Amazon.
In case you've forgotten, since our last episode, my name is L.M. Bratcher, and I'm a missionary serving under the Southern Baptist Convention in Brazil. Actually, my name isn't important at all, because this is the story of Eric Alfred Nelson, a man who labored for Christ for nearly 45 years in Brazil. It was 1935 when I first visited the field in which Brother Nelson had labored for these many years. I wish you'd continue telling me your story, Brother Nelson.
Look, Dr. Bratcher, you did not come 1,500 miles to hear my story. You came to see my field, to see why it is that we need more missionaries, more workers.
And I am seeing the field. You know, I marvel at what God has helped you to do through these years. And your story? Well, to me, it's fascinating.
I do not think so.
Your life shows the miraculous leading of God. Born in Sweden, going to the United States, being converted in your youth.
And backsliding.
Becoming a cowboy.
Yeah, and almost being captured with an outlaw.
You see, it's exciting. It's something that should be in print.
Wait a minute. You are not talking about a book.
Certainly I am. Perhaps as a result, God would call more young people into this river country, which has challenged you.
Still, Dr. Bratcher, I do not care for publicity. I have never cared for it. I've worked on the Amazon for 43 years, and through them all, it has never been publicity I wanted, but more workers. This is a vibrant harvest field, my brother.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that. Tell me, Brother Nelson, in looking back over your life, can you say that every step has been ordered of the Lord?
Absolutely.
Even to your being a cowboy?
Even to my being a cowboy. If I had not been a cowboy, I would never have met George Hoss. And if I hadn't met George Hoss, I would never have thought seriously about Brazil.
Let's sit down for a spell.
Maybe we should keep on going until we find more shade.
You won't find nothing but mesquite, Eric.
Oh, sand's getting into everything.
It's dust, Eric.
Well,
not sand.
Tastes like sand anyhow. George, where are we?
Sure looks like Texas.
Well, you ought to know.
We hadn't taken that shortcut you suggested last night, we'd still be on the trail. With this terrific wind keeping up, we won't be able to see a thing.
Well, let's keep going then. We'll have to find some sort of shelter eventually. Wait a minute. Look over there. See? Across the pasture.
Sure looks like a house.
But what are we waiting for? Let's get back to civilization.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah?
You know, I've got a funny feeling. Even though this is my own home state, I don't think we should have come back to Texas.
Yes?
Ma'am, I wonder if you could tell me if we're anywhere near Vernon.
Vernon's about 20 miles from here.
Which way, ma'am?
That-a-way.
Kind of south, but southeast?
I reckon.
You wouldn't have been hearing of any yobs for car punchers, ma'am.
Nary a thing. Things are a mite slow these days. Having a dust storm, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't sound very good, George.
Did hear the railroad was looking for workmen, though. Of course, that's mighty tedious work, I hear. That's over in Vernon.
Well, we worked the railroads before. haven't we, Eric?
Sure, at least it's work. But pay.
Well, would you all care for a glass of cold water to drink? It's a mite dusty out on the road.
Ma'am, we're mighty obliged to you.
Gents got the knack of pumping yet?
Look, mister, we've been on hand cars before.
How far is it to the section gang?
About 3 more miles. We're just doing repair work today. New construction tomorrow.
The others already there?
Yep. Yeah. You take over a bit. You gents say you come from Oklahoma?
From Colorado and then Oklahoma.
Much work up in them parts?
Not much.
I'm a cowpoke myself.
Not much at all.
That's why we're back on the railroad.
Yeah, it's this modern civilization. That's why I won't have nothing to do with the telegraph and the telephone. Takes work from people. Don't seem right somehow.
What about the railroad?
Don't quite get what you mean.
The railroad. It's kind of modern.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Hey, put on the brake!
Look out, George!
The track's dead! Jump, everybody!
Isn't there anything we can do for him?
They brought in the doctor. He'll do all he can. I sure feel like a heel.
You couldn't help it, George.
Why didn't he jump free?
He just couldn't, I guess. We maybe made it ourselves. Nobody could have stopped that handcar, George. Nobody.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Look, Doc is shaking his head.
Then it's all over? Poor chap. George, we're luckier than we know. I'm certain of one thing, George. No more railroading for me. Let somebody else build them.
Sure, I agree. We still gotta eat, Eric.
Yeah, we can still hustle cattle.
Doesn't look like it. Not with ranches closing up all over. Besides, the railroads are taking away a lot of the herding jobs we used to have.
Maybe the ranch is dying at that.
I don't think it's ever gonna be the same again. Most cowboys seem to think that way.
Guess I'll just have to get back to farming. Unless,
Unless what?
Unless we go somewhere else.
You mean leave the country?
Sure. There's wonderful cattle country in Brazil. Lots of grass and water.
Where's Brazil?
In South America.
Hey, how do you know about all this?
I read about it in the books once. There's a river there called the Branco. That's where the cattle country is. Except I never figured on going there alone. Maybe the two of us.
Oh, you're joking.
No, I'm serious.
How far is Brazil from here?
About 5,000 miles.
5,000? I suppose we'd have to go by ship.
Yeah.
Any Americans down there?
Brazilians are Americans. More than we are. Important thing is that there's cattle. Lots of cattle.
And herding cattle is what we like best.
How about it?
Sounds crazy.
Are you game?
Yeah. Let's shake on it.
Tell you what, George. I'm going to go home anyway. Haven't been there for about 6 or 7 years.
Good idea. Besides, it's getting close to Christmas. Be nice to your kinfolk time. Think I'll do the same thing.
Then, after the holidays, we can agree to meet somewhere and make our plans. Maybe what little we've saved up will be enough for the trip.
Hey, what kind of lingo do they talk in Brazil?
Portuguese.
Hmm. Ain't much for learning languages. Still, it's a good idea, Eric. Say, where will I write you?
Just write to me care of my folks at Chanute, Kansas.
Is it the kind of Christmas you remember, Eric?
It's a real old-fashioned Swedish Christmas. From these cookies to the decorations on the tree.
Son, believe me, it's good to have you home.
How's Mama?
Anna's resting upstairs. She must be less active these days.
Let's go up and see her.
All right.
Has Mother been ill for very long, Pa?
Yeah, we are both getting up in years, Eric. But with Anna, illness is fairly regular these days.
I'm so sorry.
Eric, Anders, come in.
Merry Christmas, Mama.
Yeah, good Yule, Anna.
Good Yule. And it is so good this year with Eric back with us.
There have been so many surprises. I did not know I had so many nieces and nephews.
Yeah, you are 29 yourself, Eric. It's time you should be thinking about the family.
Are you going to leave us again, Eric?
No, I think I'll be staying for a while.
Oh, thank the good Lord.
What about this trip to Brazil that you were telling us about?
Poor, a man thinks many wild and strange things when he's in around a campfire and hears a guitar playing if he has the wanderlust at all in his veins, you know.
Yeah, and you have more than your share.
Well, a fellow dreams all sorts of things. But you don't know how glad I am to be home. I wrote to George House the other day and told him I was going to stay here in Kansas for a bit.
Then maybe you'll buy that farm I told you about. It's a good bargain.
I'll think about it.
And maybe Eric will think about taking to himself a wife.
I'll think about that, too.
Eric, what's the matter? You're so serious.
I was looking at your Bible.
Oh.
And I feel like, well, I feel worse than a prodigal son. Returning home like this.
Yeah, the important thing is that you have come home.
You are welcome here, son. Always.
Yeah, and to think I even once made a public confession of Christ. And here is your Bible. Where's mine? I don't even know. I do know that it has been years since I even looked at a copy. Pa, do you think I can begin again?
Son, God loves you a lot more even than I do. He is your heavenly Father. Of course you can begin again.
So we conclude Chapter 6 in the transcribed story of Eric Alfred Nelson, Apostle to the Amazon. Adapted for radio from the book of the same name, written by L.M. Bratcher and published by the Broadman Press. This is another in the series of stories of great Christians which come to you from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.